Let's go to line number two and welcome Jamie Crasa to the broadcast. Jamie is going to be one of the many, many bike riders at the MS Society's Bike MS Buckeye Breakaway. That's a lot. This used to be the pedal to the point. They used to go, I remember I emceed this a couple of years ago. They were over at the Polaris Joint Vocational School, and they would leave on a Saturday morning, like around 6 in the morning, and head over to Cedar Point. Well, the route has changed a little bit, and Jamie is one of the many, many people that will be riding in that wonderful event. Hey, Jamie, welcome to Flashpoint.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you're coming back from vacation, is that right?
Yes, I am. Actually, coming back from South Carolina today.
All right. Now, you didn't take your bicycle down there, did you?
I'm looking at it right now on the back of my truck.
Okay. Okay, but you're not riding your bicycle all the way back from...
No.
Okay.
Training a little bit at a time.
Yeah. So how long is this route now? What's the length of this route now?
Well, it's the same route as it used to be as far as length goes as Pedal of the Point. So it's 75 miles the first day,
okay,
going from Brunswick High School to Ashland College. And then the second day is 75 miles back. So people could do a 30-mile loop, they could do 75, or they can do the full 150. And there's variations of that in between.
Gotcha. Now, how long have you been riding?
This is my third year.
Third year?
My third year doing it.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, do you suffer from MS?
Yes. We actually have three people on our team, which is a little bit unusual, that have MS, me included. We also have Tina Spellman that's had it for 7 years. And then former Olympic speed skater Adam Reedy.
Yeah.
That's had it about 12 years.
Yeah, I had Adam on the show some years ago. Great guy. So
yep.
How long now, you, as far as the MS, how are you coping with it? How's it affecting you right now?
I've actually had MS for over 23 years now.
Yeah.
So I wake up with it every day, and it's a little bit of a struggle, but I exercise a lot. I run every day. I bike and things like that to try to stay on top of it.
Are you on any medications?
Yes, I am. Yep.
What are you taking right now?
I actually take Avonex.
Avonex?
So back, yep. Back when I was first diagnosed, there weren't medications. Things have come a long way since I was diagnosed.
Oh, I am very well aware of it. I mean, there's so much on the market today. And I don't know if you know my story. I'm a father of two beautiful children with MS.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, it's Rachel and Stephanie. They just turned 26 2 days ago. Their birthday was July 23rd, born in 1989. They were diagnosed. Stephanie was diagnosed first in 2008, and then 3 years later, her twin sister. We were told, because she's an identical twin, that her twin was going to get it. And it's interesting because everybody gets this disease in a different way. It affects them in a different way. Now, one of my daughters is not taking any medication, and Stephanie is now on Gilenya or Gilenya. I don't know how you actually some
Gilenium.
People. Yep. Everybody pronounces it a little bit differently, but she seems to be doing okay. She's got it a little worse than her sister, but you're right about one thing. And we have a pool in our backyard. That exercise, it's not easy. It's not easy. You got to push yourself, but that exercise does help, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it helps tremendously. Tremendously. And I think that there's been a lot of change in the way of thinking with exercise and MS.
Yeah.
Meaning when I was first diagnosed, you were told, don't exercise. And I did anyhow. And I think that over years, through research, they actually show that it actually helps.
Yeah. So you've pretty much held it at bay then during those 23 years then, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have my ups and downs, there's no doubt. But,
yeah.
I still run 5Ks in about 20 minutes. So that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Holy smoke.
Yeah, no, I'm 46 years old, so I think that I'm holding my own. But I think the big difference is I have to train extra hard and so forth.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you involved in our Labor of Love run for Our Lady of the Wayside.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Sunday, September 6th. If you like to run, that would be a good any runner's always looking for some kind of event to run in. So
Yes, they are.
There's a hunger for that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Now, Jamie, I'm reading your bio here. You're a pretty interesting guy. You are president and chief operating officer of, what is it, EnviroScience? Is that right?
Yes. Yes, EnviroScience.
Now, and you're an aquatic biologist? Talk to me about that. What do you do?
I'm an aquatic biologist, and we actually do impact assessments and inventories of biological systems. So to give you an example, we're the ones that help to design and implement all the sediment and water sampling for the BP oil spill. Okay, my company was. But right now, we're actually, in other examples, we're doing the U.S. coastal assessment for U.S. EPA, where we're sampling 600 and some sites throughout the United States coastal areas. So it's an interesting company, about 100 employees, and everybody's a biologist.
Holy smokes. How long have you had this company?
It's been in business for 27 years. I've been there for 23 years.
That's fantastic. So, and you know, you talk about the environment. Everybody wants to protect the environment. You mentioned these oil spills. They're horrible, especially what it does to the wildlife and all that. You know, you will never be out of business. You know that.
Yeah, we do have some longevity.
Yeah, so. No doubt about that. That's
no
great.
Doubt about it.
So you're operating this, and you got MS for 23 years, and it's. And the bike MS thing, again, we should point out, I've got to give some bullet points here, it's a week away.
Yep.
That's right.
Next Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's the Bike MS Buckeye Breakaway. Lots of alliteration there. The Bike MS Buckeye Breakaway, which begins at Brunswick High School. We got to get another B in there.
Yeah, definitely.
And the address is 3581 Center Road in Brunswick, Saturday, August 1st. There are routes of 30, 75, 100, and 150 miles. So riders of any age, we're talking 12 and older, can experience an ability level that they, you know, that they're comfortable with. It's real simple. And the route is supported with rest stops every 8 and 12 miles. Registration, by the way, $75. Riders are responsible for meeting a $300 fundraising minimum, and first-time riders are encouraged to sign up and achieve free registration with a coupon code NEWRIDER2015. I'm going to give a phone number. It's 216-503-4183, or you can go to msohiobike.org. Real simple, msohiobike.org. I also want to salute a couple of bike shops who are helping promote this. Century Cycles, Eddie's Bike Shop, a real popular place, Solon Bicycle, and Broadway Cyclery. Now, Jamie, what kind of bike do you have for this event?
I actually ride a Felt 75.
Explain that to me.
It's a road bike. It's like a cyclocross road bike. Weighs about 12 pounds. So, you know, people are amazed in bikes nowadays, how light they are and so forth. But
now, this kind of bike, what price range are we talking about?
This bike is probably a $1,200 bike. $1,200 to $1,500 bike. My son's actually riding with me this year, which is the first time he's done it.
Yeah.
He's 16, which is pretty cool. And he's, riding a Trek bike that's $900. But you see people riding mountain bikes, pretty much anything that you can ride, you know, you'll see it out there.
Yeah. How fast can you go on a bike like that one?
Mine, I'll probably average 20 to 22 miles an hour, but you can definitely get them up to 30. I'm too old to do that, though.
That's pretty quick on a bike, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, and you sort of have to pay attention to what you're doing, because if you go down on a bike, you go down.
Oh, that's not a pretty sight, is it?
No, not at all.
No, no, and you do the helmet and all the protective gear and all that?
Yeah, that's actually something that is a requirement, that all the riders do wear helmets.
Gotcha.
Which is a good idea.
The reason I'm asking you, my wife is interested in maybe getting a bike, and we just don't even know where to start. But I've been told, I mean, you see some for a couple $100. You want to get something that's decent, that's going to hold up. Maybe at least $300-$400. That would give you something that's pretty reliable, don't you think?
Oh yeah, and I think that the bike shops that are sponsoring the event are great places to start.
Yeah. Yeah,
they really are.
Yeah, let's give them another plug. Century Cycles, Eddie's Bike Shop, Solon Bicycle, and Broadway Cyclery. There might be a couple more. That's the list that I have right now. But once again, it's the Bike MS Buckeye Breakaway. Begins at Brunswick High School, Center Road in Brunswick, 1 week from today, Saturday, August 1st. Route options of 30, 75, 100, and 150 miles. Whatever you're comfortable with, again, that phone number is 216-503-4183, or you can check out msohiobike.org. Jamie, thank you so much for your time. Have a safe trip back to Northeastern Ohio. And good luck, good luck to you on that MS. Please keep in touch with me, okay?
You got it. Sounds good, Ed. Good luck to you as well.
All right, that's Jamie Crasa. And he is president, chief operating officer of EnviroScience, a biological consulting firm located in Stowe, Ohio. He's an aquatic biologist. He's suffering from MS for 23 years, and he's part of Bike MS this year. Great event. Proud to talk about it right here on Flashpoint.